面对一幅画，我们需要发挥无尽的想象，衍生出无数不同的思绪。有的歌曲灵感来自于世界名画。在听歌学英语，让我们聊聊那些音乐后的故事。我是 Candice， 你们还好吗？ Starry Starry Night， 繁星点点的夜晚，来自于 Don McLean。 这首歌正是他在欣赏了梵高的作品《星夜》之后激情创作的。相信很多朋友也在微博上有欣赏过这幅画。 McLean 是一位才华横溢的民谣歌手，但是他的星途却充满坎坷，总是被美国的主流音乐排斥在外。他曾经沦落到街头唱歌的地步，这不失为一种悲哀。其实整首歌也是在向世人诉说着自己的苦痛。歌手以极为柔和的歌调折射出满腔的哀怨，因为天才总是被世俗所曲解，所以呢，能够洞悉天才内心的人本身也就是天才。优美的旋律和动人的嗓音中饱含痛苦，但是呢，并没有用悲伤的曲调去演绎，而只是平常的诉说。 McLean 用这首感人的歌献给了画家梵高，也感动了全世界热爱生活心存希望的人们。下面我们一起来聆听吧。
Starry Starry Night，Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.What you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night.Flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's.Loving hand, now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you.But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful.Starry, starry night. Portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody roseLie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps.They never will.
乐过后，欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是 Candice 老师。这首歌并没有太多的跌宕起伏，而只是慢慢悠悠地唱着，在这样的声音中，内心会越来越平静，而这样的时刻也正适合学习。下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。 Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray.繁星点点的夜晚，把颜料调成淡蓝和灰白。大家知道 star 表示星星，那么词尾加上 ry 成为形容词，表示星光照耀的、闪亮的 starry。 比如说 on a starry night， 在一个繁星点点的夜晚， lots of stars twinkle in the sky， 许多星星在天空中眨眼。很美的画面似乎也都很久没有见过了。 palettePALETTE 表示调色板、颜料。怎么记住这个单词呢？其实字母 P 和平面有一定的联系，比如说单词 plate， P-L-A-T-E plate 表示盘子、金属板，而今天我们学习的 palette 也是比较平面的，调色板 palette。 调色板经常会和画笔 brushes 一同来使用。我们来听例句。Probably he would lay down his brushes and palette after a while. 过一会儿他也许就会放下画笔和调色板。蓝蓝的天，亮亮的星星，整个夜空呢就像一个调色板一样。 Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Colors changing hue, morning fields of amber gray. Shadows on the hills sketch the trees and the daffodilsketch, S-K-E-T-C-H 这个词呢，既可以作为动词，也可以作为名词，主要有两个意思。先说基本的，表示绘制，只用铅笔、蜡笔、粉笔等画线、画图等等，强调素描、画草图 sketch。 动词和名词我们分别举例。 The little boy can sketch out a horse quickly. 这个小男孩能够迅速地画出一匹马。He did a sketch of the ballet dancers. 他为这些芭蕾舞者画了一张素描画。Sketch 引申呢，可以指概述、简述等等。比如说，我给你把发生的情况简单的描述一下。I'll give you a sketch of what has happened. 让我把我们的计划再稍加补充。Let me sketch in a little more of our plans. Daffodil.D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L 读起来挺好听的，这个词的意思呢也很美好，指象征纯洁吉祥的水仙花。 Daffodil 水仙花。来回顾一下歌词。 Shadows on the hills 山峦上的影子， Sketch the trees and the daffodils 勾勒出了树丛和水仙花。 In empty halls, frameless heads on nameless wallsNow I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. Sanity, S-A-N-I-T-Y, 是名词，表示神志健全，头脑清楚。那么当你要表达相反的意思，神志不清的时候呢，我们搭配动词 lost。 比如说 She lost her sanity when she heard of that news. 当她听到那个消息时便发狂了，想必这个消息很令人心碎。 She lost her sanity when she heard of that news. Set free, 释放，是获得自由。说过不少遍了，还是来听两个句子。 The prisoner had hopes that he might be set free. 这个囚犯希望能够获得释放。 I'll never forget the day when we were set free. 我永远不会忘记我们获得自由的那一天。来回顾一下歌词。Now I understand what you tried to say to me. 现在我才明白你想告诉我什么话语。 And how you suffered for your sanity. 你的精神备受摧残。 And how you tried to set them free. 你曾多么想让他们释放。曾经读高三，觉得有压力需要释放，悲伤情绪需要被排解时，我会在晚自习后躺在草地上，看看星空，看看月亮，期待旁人不懂的忧伤寄托给天边的明月。 时隔很多年，想起当时的自己会觉得很糊涂愚昧，所幸的是曾经经历的挫折让今天的我们更懂得怎样去迎接生活带来的挑战。就像一首歌，同样的名字但会唱出不同的曲子，同样的人会在时光中演绎更精彩的故事。这里是听歌学英语，我是你们的心情 DJ Candice 老师。节目最后为大家送上一首《明月几时有》。如果你有好听的歌曲要推荐，可以在新浪微博搜索 Candice 老师找到我。今天的节目就到这里了，我们下期再见，拜拜。
就